Minister greeted by Allahu Akbar on prison visit as report finds Islamist inmates running amok. By Peter Cattell on April 27, 2022. Britain's Justice Czar was greeted by shouts of Allahu Akbar on a visit to a UK prison, in which Islamists are now said to be running amok. Islamists are reportedly running riot within Britain's prison system, frequently being left alone by staff who apparently fear accusations of racism or homophobia should they try and restore order. Such are the findings of the report on the prevalence of terrorist behaviour in UK prisons, which has released not long after Britain's Deputy Prime Minister and Justice Czar, Dominic Raab, was reportedly greeted by chants of Allahu Akbar while visiting Woodhill Prison in England. According to a report by The Times, prisoners greeted Conservative Party bigwig with the Islamist-linked slogan during his visit to the facility, the purpose of which was to promise harsher action on extremism within the UK's incarceration system. Such action seems to be badly needed, with an independent report finding that militant Muslim extremists are obtaining ever greater control over prison life, with unofficial emirs or Islamist commanders becoming de facto decision-makers within jails with which actual prison staff are forced to routinely cooperate with. According to the report, these Islamist extremists are exercising soft power in prisons so as to exclude fellow inmates who don't live according to their rules from prison amenities, such as kitchens and showers. Such radical Muslims have even become so powerful as to be able to hold their own Sharia courts behind bars, with floggings reportedly being conducted as punishment for rule breakers. This status quo is somehow maintained, according to the report, with insincere allegations of racism and Islamophobia directed toward staff who attempt to intervene, who often back down for fear of being labeled a bigot. HMPPS officials sometimes doubt the extent to which it is possible to distinguish terrorist risk behavior from other behavior, the report reads. They worry about making false assumptions based on a lack of cultural familiarity with Islam or Muslims. The report concludes by recommending that the process of using so-called separation centers, which see extremists cut off from the rest of the prison population, should be streamlined so as to reduce terror-related risk in prisons, and that staff should receive more training to recognize danger signs. In response to the crisis behind bars in Britain, authorities look set to attempt a clampdown on Islamist radicals. While current human rights law in the UK is seemingly making it difficult to use separation centres effectively, the Conservative Party looks set to curb protections in the hopes of combating Islamism in prisons. Warning that such extremists will poison the well, they will radicalise if they're left in general population. Raab said that he and his colleagues would stop inmates from using cultural and religious sensitivities to exercise control and recruit more terrorists. We must nip in the bud the kind of coercive controlling behavior by extremists which can lead to radicalization and terrorism, the deputy PM told Sky News, before saying that he wants to take away the right of radical prisoners to socialize with their fellow inmates. Follow Peter Cattell on Twitter, at Peter_Cattell. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.